Join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker, Amy N. from San Luis Obispo.
Okay, setting a timer so I don't go over. Amy, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
It's always so much worse when you get up here. I'm like, I can talk a lot, but so I come from a legacy of alcoholics. Both my parents are sober alcoholics in recovery. They've been in recovery longer than, you know, I've been alive. And so when I grew up, I was always told, you know, that like my older brother and I were thoroughbred drug addict alcoholics. And I was like, and everyone would laugh, you know, all their AA friends. And I was like, I don't really think that sounds that funny to me, but okay. And, you know, I was spent my life being pretty much a perfectionist. I did sports, I did 4-H, I did, you know, all the extracurriculars, while my brother really took the thoroughbred drug addict alcoholic thing seriously, you know, and I did the opposite. And so I didn't think I was going to be an alcoholic. So when I started drinking, which was later on in high school, it was like pretty much the best thing ever, because I don't know, you know, like I had arrived, that thing that everyone talks about. But I didn't recognize that part of myself that had that like resistance to accepting the fact that like I was gonna have to end up here one day. And so that's something that's super unique about my story, is I'm really thankful that I had that knowledge of where to go. It was just a matter of time before I would end up here. And what that took was willingness, huge surrender and willingness to be like, you know what, I am an alcoholic. And so that didn't happen at first. You know, I have a story of, I was intervened upon, my parents came to pick me up. This was back in 2019. And I didn't end up getting sober until 2022. My sobriety date is July 3rd of 2022. So I just celebrated 2.5 years yesterday, which is not like a milestone, but it is to me. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't want to talk so much about what it was like, because what it's like now is so, so crazy cool. I just live my life with a completely different perspective. And, you know, I've always felt things super deeply. I think a lot of us do. Like, emotions are big and huge. And, you know, sometimes it's awful in sobriety, super uncomfortable and painful. But, you know, like, with all the work I've done in the steps, I've been able to kind of use that as like a tool. My old sponsor would call it like a learning opportunity, you know, like when you would like come upon an obstacle. And so I really like that way of thinking. Like, everything that I meet that's a challenge is now like something I can learn and grow from. When I came in the rooms, something that kind of let me know, you know, I have a ever-changing concept of a higher power. But something that kind of let me know that I was being like divinely guided or whatnot was that the first meeting I walked into was the Young People's 8 p.m. in Morro Bay Monday night, which I've held many commitment there, which I'll talk about. But my old coworker that I was working with at the time was standing on the steps, and neither of us knew that, you know, like we had a problem with drinking. And he has much more time than I have. So, you know, like, it was a shock to him that I was like at my first meeting. It was kind of like the Spider-Man meme. I don't know if anyone will reference that. It was like, you. And so, yeah, you know, like, that was like my first example I had of a power greater than myself, kind of like putting things in my path that make, you know, make me get to that one next step. You know, I can get through that one next step because I have support. That first meeting I went to, however, was 30 days prior to my current sobriety date, because I needed to drink on my first 30 days and learn the same lesson, which was very, very effective for me. I was a newcomer for 60 days in a row, so I had to introduce myself as that. It was really painful, and I guess I needed it, but I like, by the grace of God, I won't be doing that again. I after that 30 days, because what I did in that first 30 days, you know, before my new sobriety date, was I didn't get a sponsor. I was super uncomfortable in my skin. I didn't talk to people. I didn't, like, you know, people were already trying to get me to be like a greeter or something, and I was like, no, no, you know, and I would leave. And and so after that, I got a sponsor. I worked all 12 steps in the Big Book with her, and, you know, we kept that relationship going until she ended up moving abroad, and so I stole her old sponsor, which has been beautiful. Like, I have a fellowship of women. That's also something I've done, is I've stuck really close to the women's meetings. I've had the privilege to, like, go to a lovely women's meeting at a woman's house, where I made some good friends, and that got me through, like, year one and a half of my sobriety. And then, you know, now what's awesome is my mom is secretary at my favorite women's meeting that I showed her. And I'm the treasurer. We joke about nepotism, but, you know, and, like, it's just stuff I wouldn't have thought that was, like, possible for me, or that I would even care about, you know, like, on a Friday night, would I be someone who wanted to go hang out with my mom and a bunch of other women in a room and talk about, like, our feelings and God and staying sober? No, probably not, you know, but, I am now. And so, yeah, it's been kind of like a life beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I've accomplished all the, you know, textbook things on the outside, the material things that I wanted, you know, getting a good job, you know, getting an apartment on my own, and yada yada. But, like, the thing that's been most important for me is, like, learning how to live my life in a way that I can look at myself in the mirror, and I can be present in my life. Like, I feel like that's what sobriety and doing fearless and searching inventories whenever I need to, has given me the ability to, like, self-forget so that I can be around all of, you know, you lovely people in whatever capacity that is. But yeah, you know, just because I'm standing up here saying that, like, life is awesome in sobriety, that doesn't mean that I haven't been dealt, like, a fair share of challenges. Like, for example, right before Christmas a year ago, my mom almost died and was hospitalized in the ICU. She had a brain aneurysm rupture and stroke. And so, you know, a year ago today, life looked a lot different. I didn't know if my mom, who's, like, one of my biggest support systems in this program, was going to, like, make it through, you know, to February. But, you know, like I said previously, I was kind of in a grumpy mood last night, but when I got to see her sit there at her first, you know, it was her first time secretarying that meeting, I was like, wow, like, what if I had not gone to the meeting because I was in such a grumpy mood? I wouldn't have gotten to see that, like, you know, a year later, now I'm, like, sitting with my mom, who's perfectly healthy and wonderfully fine, you know, and wondering, like, why she didn't die. And I'm like, it's because you're supposed to secretary, you know, the Friday night. and sponsor a couple women there, you know, like, that's what this program does, is, like, it, like, gives me a lens to be grateful about things that I would have taken for granted, you know, and so I'm just really grateful to be here, and it's hard to do things like this, but I'm really grateful that you asked, Jules, because things like this are what, like, propel my program and, you know, keep me honest and keep me working. But a lot of the stuff that I can also say that has changed my life is one-on-one work with my sponsor. Like, we meet every Monday before the Monday night meeting that I have a commitment at. And, you know, like, having commitments gets me to meetings, but having a date on the calendar gets me to meet with my sponsor. And so currently I'm working through the steps for a second time, much more thorough through a sister program workbook. I'm on step 11, so I'm almost done, finally. It's been like a year and a half. But, you know, I like, will keep those meetings going even after I finish this second round. We're going to, like, read a book or something, because what I've learned for me in this program is that I need to, like, continually be working, because if I don't, you know, my, like, kind of constant contact, that, like, lifeline that keeps me in contact with something greater than myself, and that lens of, like challenging myself to be better, you know, it goes away. So, you know, and things that I could be grateful about and, like, have a good perspective on, like, if I'm left alone to my own devices, I won't have that perspective. So, Yeah, anyways, thanks for asking me to lead, and I'll keep coming back.
Let's give her another round of applause.